This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Happiness is something that is sought by millions but seldom found. President Abraham Lincoln once remarked, "Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." What about you, dear listener? Are you happy today? If your answer is, "No, I'm not happy," then go one step further and ask, "What would it take to make me happy?" Should you ask this question of various people of the world, you would receive many different answers. Some would feel that wealth is the answer, while others might suggest such things as health, education, being more physically attractive, or being treated kindly by others. However, since mankind has sought and experienced most of these, and millions are still unhappy, it leads one to believe that something is missing. Solomon tells us what is missing in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 20. "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." In that statement, the physical things are ruled out. In fact, such things as wealth, health, education, physical attraction, and even kindness can aid our happiness if we don't leave out the Lord. When we trust the Lord, these things become our servants instead of our masters. Jesus must have had this in mind when he said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. As we trust the Lord for happiness, we will have the right attitude. We will accept ourselves without wearing a false face to impress others. Dale Carnegie, who made a fortune a generation ago by telling millions how to win friends and influence people, once wrote, "Did you ever see an unhappy horse? Did you ever see a bird that had the blues?" One reason why birds and horses are not unhappy is because they are not trying to impress other birds and horses. Now, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? As you seek happiness by trusting in the Lord, you will want to be the best that you can be in this life. Since you recognize the fact that you're made in God's image with an eternal soul, you will want to achieve higher goals. The highest goal that anyone can reach is to be faithful in Christ. There are many high positions in this world, but all will fade with the passing of time. However, being faithful in Christ will involve the present and the future. It even involves eternity. Friends, would you think seriously for a few minutes as you ponder your relationship with the Lord? Does your happiness include that inner peace that comes from responding to the love of God? Have you been born again of water and the Spirit? John chapter 3 and verse 5. This new birth takes place when one hears the gospel, Romans 10 and verse 17, believes in God and Christ, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, and John chapter 8 and verse 24, repents, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confesses his faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, and is baptized into Christ, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, so that his sins can be remitted, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, so that his sins can be washed away, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. When these things are done from the heart, a new life of happiness and righteousness is found. In fact, according to the New Testament, the one who does these things becomes a new creature. Remember this: happiness can be lost after the new birth if one returns to the world, to the old ways of sin. If this happens, God wants us to return to our first love with a penitent heart, confessing our sins and asking His forgiveness. If you don't have this true happiness in Christ, there could never be a better time than now to obey God. We stand ready to help you in any way we can, day or night. Just let us know. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.